I don't think I've ever met an organist who doesn't love the works of Bach. In the field of organ playing, we all revere Bach as a central figure, not only as a composer, but as one of the great virtuosos in the history of organ performance. There is one piece of Bach's, however, that often gets an eye roll from organists, and that's the famous Toccata and Fugue in D minor, BWV 565. Such is the case with almost any work that makes its way from the classical lexicon into popular culture, but particularly this Toccata and Fugue, because it's often corrupted on cheesy Halloween CDs or being played by a synthesizer on an imitation organ sound, and probably also because it tends to paint the organ, and organists by extension, as scary, creepy, or dark. Once I heard an organist play it in a recital at a famous New York church, which shall remain nameless, and to introduce it, they said, "Next, since it's almost Halloween, I'll play for you a piece that organists just can't seem to escape." I have to say, though, that I love the piece, partially because people actually know it. In a time when so many people have never heard or experienced a pipe organ, they often know the opening phrase of Bach's famous Toccata. Da-da-dum, ba-da-da-da-da-dum. And so I love to play it in recital, so there's something that the novice listener can hopefully recognize. I also love playing it because, in my opinion, it's a work of sheer genius. Bach was likely only 19 when he wrote it. And while it is simple in form compared to his later works, it's bold and virtuosic and conveys passion and excitement. It's certainly better than anything that I could have written at 19, and likely better than anything that I could even write now. The Toccata and the end of the fugue are written in what is called stilus fantasticus, which means to sound improvised and to be virtuosic. In this way, Bach was really living into the culture of his time and place, as opening and closing free compositions with stilus fantasticus was common in 17th and early 18th century Germany. To aid in this improvisational style, stilus fantasticus sections are often highly ornamented, allowing a performer to make a piece their own, which you'll hear in my recording. Generally speaking, I do try to play with historically informed performance practice. In Baroque organ music, it's widely agreed that organists of the time wouldn't have included reed pipes, that is, trumpets, in the plenum for a piece like this because the organ's wind supply simply wouldn't support it. And for a similar reason, they wouldn't have coupled the keyboards together, both because of the wind and because the key action would have been very heavy to play, particularly in fast sections. For the Toccata and the last two pages of the fugue, however, I make exception, and when playing on modern instruments like the one I play in this recording, I generally use full organ. For the body of the fugue, I pair the organ back to a traditional plenum and make use of echo effects, which were common in the works of Scheidt and Scheidemann, whose echo fantasies Bach would have almost certainly known. Finally, like all of Bach's compositions, the Toccata in Fugue in D minor would have been signed Soli Deo Gloria, to the glory of God alone. So when you hear this famous piece, I hope you'll think not of Dracula or Halloween, but rather of the incredible splendor of a 19-year-old genius reveling in his God-given musical prowess to create a work so captivating that 320 years later, we're all still listening to it with wonder and admiration.